The number one surface reason that people abandon carts is because they get distracted.
Welcome to Email Swipes, where we peek behind the scenes at the emails that catch your attention and earn their place in your swipe file. Every other week, we'll talk to an email expert about an experiment they ran, and in the following episode, we'll dive into the strategies and methods used in the email so you can inform and inspire your own email work. I'm Mickey Elbaz, the copywriter behind winning emails for 8- and 9-figure SaaS and e-commerce brands like Shopify, Four Sigmatic, and Sprout Social. And I know that hearing the background stories to these emails will help you turn pie-in-the-sky insights into plug-and-play actions. Ready to make inspiration tactical? Let's go. First, a quick recap of the email we discussed last week that we'll be digging into today.
Hey, it's your power-up flight goodies calling you from your shopping cart. It's nice here, by the way, much better than just sitting in inventory on the site with everyone else. But we'd much rather start making our way over to you so we can fly together, or so that your kids can fly with us. We make great gifts, by the way, educational too. All that aerodynamic stuff we do is pretty popular with future physicists, pilots, and all-around smarties. We're also great for those adult kids born before phones took over the classroom, back when the only way to get your friend's attention was to throw a paper plane at their head and hope the teacher didn't notice. So, if you're ready to start our flight adventures together, let's get us out of this cart and into a shipping box, cool? Complete order, or if you want to check out some more products, visit our store.
The first thing that I got from this interview, and it's no surprise coming from the Get Uplift team, is a reminder that you need a really deep understanding of your customer to do standout work. How in the world would they have tapped into the nostalgia if they didn't speak to their customers and understand what they're gaining from the product? Sure, they probably thought they're having fun nerding out, maybe they even had the idea that they're buying them for their kids, but the nostalgia angle, that they're reliving simpler times, that's just not something that shows up unless you talk to your customers. So takeaway number one, research, research, research. I'm talking to myself here too, just as much as you. It's so easy to skip the research because you think you understand what's motivating or stopping the customer. It's so easy to skip the research because you just want to get started. But beyond getting that level of relevance, there's also just so much more creativity that you can work with when you have a depth of research to sift through, when you have stuff that can percolate as you plan. And that leads me into takeaway number two. When Sophia mentioned how the Klaviyo templates are a good place to start, this is true. You'll recover more carts with the templates than you will with nothing. But they're templates, which means they're not based on research, so they're not customized. We as marketers like to make fun of these templates. To us, they feel canned because we've seen them so many times. But how that translates to the customer is so much more important, and how that translates to the customer is irrelevant. A very generic message is just not going to pull any heartstrings. It's not going to compel them to move. The only thing it does do is remind the customer. That's takeaway number two. The templates can't do much emotionally. But there's a second more significant issue when using the standard abandoned cart template, and that is this. Your abandoners need more than reminders. Now I know what you're about to tell me. The number one reason that people abandon carts is because they get distracted. So don't reminders do the trick? And here's what I have to say back to that. The number one surface reason that people abandon carts is because they get distracted. Sometimes there's this famous study that gains traction and people use it to such an extreme that it becomes such a best practice that everyone just kind of follows it blindly, always pointing back to this one piece of data. Distraction as a reason for abandoning is one of those things. Do people abandon because they get pulled away to do something else? Yes, but why? We've heard this stat quoted so many times that we don't even think about it. If you love email swipes, you will love my playbooks. They are chock full of inspiration with dozens of examples, color-coded breakdowns, and all the whys and hows and wheres and whats of all the different e-com flows. Even better, they're affordable. One anonymous copywriter said, "In a world full of $1,000 and $2,000 copywriting courses, being able to learn a sequence for $52 is amazing. By the way, you can learn them for even less if you get the whole bundle." Another piece of feedback that I loved? "I purchased the Welcome Sequence Playback and loved it. It's an easy, flowing read and following it is a breeze. I love how it's so actionable. It takes you step by step through the process, but you don't end up with a templated sequence that sounds the same. I also love how you brought in relevant examples to prove the point you were making. I pull it up before every welcome sequence I write."
That's a big point of these playbooks, that you don't end up with the same thing every single time, that you understand the strategy. Just like copywriter Paul Melrose says, since using Nikki's playbook, starting work on an e-commerce email sequence without the playbooks would feel like jumping out of a plane without a parachute. And these are not copy and paste solutions either. They work because Nikki gets you to understand the essential concepts at play so you can solve your own or your client's email problems. Big love and appreciation for what she's given us. Thanks, Nikki. But don't think it's all theory. Holly Williams says, had a quick turnaround deadline on an email sequence I hadn't written in a while, but I didn't even sweat it. I pulled up one of Nikki's playbooks and voila, I had a winning sequence in record time. Nikki's playbooks give you the perfect roadmap for using the data you have to craft email sequences that perform well every single time. Thanks, Nikki. I love your playbooks. And one last one, this one from a founder. I put into action the FAQ email and the 12-hour warning email you suggested, along with two other emails and two texts, and I got over $105,000 in revenue in the weekend from the promo. Pretty neat. Never made so many sales via email. Your book helped me save time to get this done. So whether you want to save time, understand things better, or just get some amazing inspiration, go grab a playbook, or two, or 12, at nikkialbus.com/email-playbooks. And yes, that link is in the show notes. Wish you were in e-com just so that you could grab my playbooks, but you're in SaaS? Don't worry, I got your back with the SaaS Success Pack. Say that 5 times fast. Okay, don't. Just head to the show notes. You'll find the link and grab it there. Okay, back to our show. Why is it that people are so easily pulled away? The real reason is that decisions are hard. When you click through on a Facebook ad for something that looks enticing, but something, maybe the price, maybe the shipping time, maybe that you can find a better version in store, maybe that you already have two and you're not really sure if you need a third, etc., whatever objection you have is in the way of the decision. And it is a lot easier to say, well, let me think about this later, than it is to say yes. So when the phone pings or the pizza delivery arrives or the dog wants a walk, it's almost an excuse to not have to make the decision. Do people abandon for distraction? Sort of, but really, they abandon because they're not sure. So, should your abandoned carts only remind? That doesn't really solve the problem. Should it remind and then send a discount? Well, that solves the price objection. But what if that isn't really the objection? Ideally, your abandoned cart should talk through objections, mention benefits, work in some motivators, just like this email that we featured did. Because what they actually are feeling is indecision. So takeaway number 3, use your abandoned cart sequence to help your customer make the decision. Don't just remind them. They're not a goldfish that got pulled away by some shiny object. They need more information. They need more motivation. They need their hesitations addressed. I loved Sophia's idea of adding a GIF to this email. That's a great way to overcome hesitations, to show the product in action. But what's even cooler is that Sophia said something deeper than just including an instructional GIF. She said to add GIFs that communicate joy. Bam! That's way more powerful. Again, she's tapping into that emotion of nostalgia that will be a huge but very subtle motivator. Takeaway number 4, don't forget that people buy with emotion and justify with logic. Layer in that emotion wherever you can. Last thing, did you notice the button copy on this email? It was complete order. Boring, generic, and not even consistent because it was no longer the voice of the plane. But buttons are really important elements to test. It kills the creative side of me. I love fun button copy. But sometimes, more often than I'd like to admit really, people just need the button to be clear. And that means breaking with the theme of the email. It means just having clear copy. That's it. Hope you enjoyed. Standard abandoned carts are one of my biggest email pet peeves, so I had fun. And I hope we're one step closer to ridding the world of non-converting abandoned cart emails.
Thanks for geeking out with me about that email story. If you enjoyed either of these episodes, you'll probably enjoy getting my emails. Plus, you'll never miss another episode. Sign up at nikkialbus.com/subscribe. And yes, that link is in the show notes.